There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tuesday, December 30th. Obviously, we've got it down to the next to last day of the old year, New Year's Eve tomorrow, New Year's Day. We'll be doing this program live on New Year's for you to make sure you know what's going on, your daily overview of conversation about what's important, and hopefully your responses, your opinions, your thoughts at 8885. Well, let's make the right number accessible to you first. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on Good Day. Email to Ken at DougSteffen.com or to Doug at DougSteffen.com. I guess the most important and easiest way for many people to get in touch is just to go to social media, Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day. In depth in this hour of the program, first an examination of what's going on with regard to the continuing saga of this airplane. Bad weather seems to now be a link to what happened to the jet. A storm alone doesn't usually bring down a plane like this Airbus A320. Weather paired with pilot error or a mechanical failure could be the problem. That's what happened with the Airbus that went down over the Atlantic that had flown the Air France plane that had gone from Rio to Paris a number of years ago. Same kind of thing. Although it looks like there's something else in the mix here, Kenny, because the plane sought permission to climb above the clouds that were threatening. It was very bumpy, apparently, on the plane. Air traffic control couldn't say yes right away. There was no room because there were other planes above this plane. Six other airliners were in the airspace, forcing that plane to stay at the lower altitude. One would wonder why it didn't go off to the left or to the right of this. But as the timeline shows, after the request, within minutes, the plane was gone from the radar screen. No distress signal, nothing. So when the plane falls apart like that, these Airbuses are real junk. They really are. There's something. They may be nicer inside sometimes. They may have a little bit more room sometimes. Passenger comfort, that's what some people say about them. I don't happen to like them, although I've been in some recently. I find them to be somewhat comfortable, but they are cheap. You can buy three Airbus 321s for the same price you can buy two Boeing 737 800s or 900s. So what does that tell you about the construction of the plane? Anyway, searchers yesterday spotting two oily patches and some floating objects in separate locations. It's not easy. Apparently, the weather is still rough in this area, so they can't get down. They haven't been able to get some ships in that area. But if you look at the plane's last known coordinates, the aircraft probably crashed into the water and is at the bottom of the sea, said the president of the airline. So, Kenny, what do we have for comments at Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, about this circumstance?
Kerry says, I do not understand how another plane could simply disappear into thin air. How is this possible?
Well, I think in this circumstance, it hasn't disappeared into thin air. This is a fairly small area. There's not a lot of water. It's not like out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. And beside that, I don't think that plane ever really, it disappeared, but I don't think it ever went down. That's my thought. In this circumstance, I think it's pretty clear that when it requested to go from 32,000 feet to 38,000 feet because of the rough weather and couldn't, that 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 feet can make all the difference in the world. And if it's really rough, apparently it can this time of year get really rough over there. And if the plane is a piece of junk, then, you know, you got all of those things together. There are Indonesian warships taking part in the search. Fishermen are out there joining in. A lot of different vessels have been alerted to watch for anything that could be linked to the plane. I can't imagine that there would be, that you have to ask that, but at any rate, there is Australian aircraft out there which had detected suspicious objects near an island about 100 miles from where it was last heard from. And so all of the pieces, if you'll pardon the pun, seem to fit together, even though they can't confirm it. It seems fairly obvious that this was a bumpy, rainy, messy flight. We've all been in them. We all get the, you know, the old white knuckle syndrome. You don't like it. Most of the time when you fly, I've never really, as soon as you learn about it, and again, it sort of depends on the plane that you're in, at least from my experience, and I do a lot of flying. The bigger the plane, the easier it's going to take all this stuff, all this weather. But it doesn't want to. The plane doesn't like it. The people who are apologists for Airbus says these planes have carried millions, hundreds of millions of people. The airline says that they have a record of 220 million people being flown. So is that, yeah, whether they're just making apologies or excuses for themselves. It isn't really. I don't see Air India as the culprit here, other than the decision to buy cheap planes. There are plenty. Half the airlines in the world have the Airbus. The only two manufacturers, Boeing and Airbus. So you're going to have that. Anyway, it seems that there's all this drama, and yet you think about how many people have died in other accidents, driving 1.2 million people around the world killed in car crashes last year. So is all of this focus, is it necessary? Well, it's the cause of the day. Ken Jenkins, who's an expert on handling these emergency situations, joins us next with a discussion of this calamity on Good Day.
Kohl's Big After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now, and everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get your Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more, and save 50 to 70% on sweaters and fleece, 60 to 70% on sleepwear, and 50 to 60% on outerwear for the family. Plus, take 75% off trim a tree. Kohl's After Christmas Sale and Clearance is going on now. Don't miss it. Find your Yes. Kohl's. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year. It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans, like Major Kurt Lee. Wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Everybody seems to be interested in this Air Asia plane and its fate. Ken Jenkins is with us now, an aviation crisis consultant. Ken, working with a lot of major airlines on their emergency responses. So, Ken, how are the folks, this is another Malaysian-owned airline, how are they doing in comparison to the Malaysian folks last year? Earlier this year, actually.
Good morning. And from what I've seen so far, I think Air Asia has a very good handle on working with the families in the aftermath of Air Asia Flight 8501. The CEO has been very vocal. He's very strong. He's been very much out in front in talking with the families. They've set up very quickly their emergency operations center at the airport for the board point of the flight and the off point of the flight, which is critical. That's where families are going to go for information. Mm-hmm. They're doing their best to keep the families in a secure location, and I say secure simply because that means they're isolated somewhat by themselves so that they don't have media and other folks around them. They can have privacy, make phone calls. They have access to services like spiritual care and child care, which is very important during this time.
You spent some time after Flight 370 went down helping to comfort the families that were involved in that. What did you feel or sense was the outcome? Or are you still in touch with some of these families even after this much time?
Well, no, I'm not in touch with the families. What I can share with you is I've worked a number of accidents, 12 in total, and I've worked with families specifically assigned to them and worked with them over a period of weeks. What families want and what you're seeing here is they want information, and it's the same with MH370. They want to know what happened. And with absent information, you know, if you don't have anything to give, like right now, Air Asia doesn't have anything to give.
Well, but I think the consensus is the plane's in the bottom of the ocean. This one is fairly simple.
But they're still looking for where's the aircraft? Tell me what's going on. So the comparison between the two is in MH370, family members didn't feel like they were getting information timely, and then they didn't feel like they were getting accurate information, which led to a lot of mistrust and additional anxiety. We haven't seen that to any degree with the Air Asia 8501. It's still short in the process, but right now it looks like Air Asia is doing a better job of saying, there is lots of information they can give.
Right.
They can say things, there are 12 ships out on the sea looking. There are 5 planes, 3 helicopters. We're organizing a team. That's all information that's important to the families because it shows them that something's being done. And I don't think we saw that with MH370 in terms of a cohesive response.
All right. So what do you expect in this circumstance whenever there's something that's fairly cut and dry? And I said that it went to the bottom of the sea. You know, I don't know that, frankly, whether it did or it didn't. What are the chances that it went to the same place that 370 went?
Well, and that's the thing, you know, we don't know. I mean, everything, of course, is, and I say we want to give accurate information, and yet what most of us are doing, and me included to some degree, is speculating.
Yeah.
But we're speculating on the best evidence we have, which is based on no emergency locator beacon signal, which would indicate that the plane is underwater, the trajectory of the aircraft based on the last satellite images and other information that we have, that's where most likely the aircraft is.
Uh-huh. All right, Ken, thank you. Ken Jenkins, professional emergency manager, a lot of experience in this sort of thing. Check out his website, KenJenkinsLLC.com. Want to know more about how he works and some of these stories behind the stories, if you will. 21 after the hour here on Good Day. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moldy, goldy, goody, goldy. Time for our rusty rack of wrinkled records, i.e., going back to this week in 1970 for the top five songs that were pop hits. Starting at number five with Carlos Santana and his first four way. Oh no, what's the second one? Was it Kenny?
I've got a black magic woman.
I can never remember if this was the first
one. Oye Como Va.
Oye Como Va
was number one, the first one. And this is the second one, I'm pretty sure. If I remember correctly. Anyway, Richie, crank it up. Sounds good.
Turn your back on the baby.
Love the guitar and the drums in this one, Richie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was a game changer.
Yeah. Still around. Very hip guy. All the people who want to be seen with the right people seem to always want to be seen with him. So Carlos Santana, number five this week in 1970 with Black Magic Woman.
Oye Como Va and Black Magic Woman were both in 1970.
Were they?
Yeah.
Evil Ways with the Year Before.
Ah, yeah. That was it. Okay, thank you. All right, number four belongs to Tony Orlando with Dawn. Ah, man, talking about bubblegum stuff. I love singing along with Knock Three Times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing.
I was a disc jockey playing all this stuff. The hits that mattered, the platters that mattered.
He's still very active, going with the troops and concerts and
very,
all.
Very active.
Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
All right, let's see. Number three belongs to Smokey. Motown's biggest at that time. Writing, singing, William B. Robinson, known as Smokey Number Three, during the last week of 1970, and Tears of a Clown. Never really took to this song much.
Oh, really?
Huge hit.
Great stuff. Great.
Huge hit. Number two this week, Fifth Dimension Music. Great melody line. Great pop sound of these. There's the Marilyn McCoo and her husband. Bell Records, Richie.
Yeah.
Pick up after.
Still relatable.
Yeah, they're not active with Brown.
Fill us out.
At least the promotional copy, I remember. What a great voice, though, she had.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to her?
Marilyn McCoo?
Yeah. Burley Davis? Where the heck are they?
I'm sure she's still around.
Okay. The one that made it for the year for me, George Harrison. Apple Records. Green Label. 3 minutes and 48 seconds, Richie, something like that. This was his first pop hit on his own, I believe. Am I right, Kenny?
Yep. 343. You were
343. 5 seconds. All right. Number one this week in 1970, George Harrison from the Beatles and the influence from Ravi Shankar, the Eastern influence.
His Hare Krishna song.
Yep, right. Ah, what a great song. Listen to some of the lyric lines. If you haven't heard them in a while. Review top five songs of this week in 1970 on Good Day. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you how long you're going to keep your Christmas tree standing. A, we've already taken it down. B, probably another day or two. C, through New Year's. D, through Epiphany, which would be the 12th day of Christmas, right? Isn't Epiphany the 12th day of Christmas? Yeah. And as long as possible. As long as those needles are not a problem, you're probably safe to keep it up for a while. Your opportunity to win a special trip from Good Day. That information coming up in the next half hour. 28 after the hour now.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love the modern trend emphasizing locally grown food. All across America, consumers are supporting a great resurgence in local farms and farmers markets. Now the government has announced that federal experts will provide assistance to rural communities to help create local action plans. Government officials in agriculture, transportation, environment, and regional economics will show communities how buying from local farmers can help boost the local economy. Do we really need government experts to tell us something that obvious? If we look through the lens of liberty, we realize local farms and markets are not government's business. We don't need officials who have never raised a crop or run a business to tell us how to do it. Those who love freedom need to stand up and say, not on my watch.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, we got 33 after the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy New Year from all those who are here on the program. Happy New Year to folks listening in the Portland, Oregon area. Hi to those in Charleston and Charlotte in that area, Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, the Sacramento area, San Antonio and all over Texas, Salt Lake City. Hello, folks in Southern Ohio, Northern Ohio, Las Vegas. Lots of people in Florida listening to this program, and in Kansas, Columbus, Ohio, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that whole area there, Raleigh, North Carolina, Indianapolis, Anderson, Norfolk, Providence, Nashville. I got to go on and on and on. Hello, Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen in depth as we look forward to the new year. We look back to the old year and some of the strangest things have happened. I think when we this is what pretty much people get stuck at doing this last few days of the year, the top 10 stories of the year that was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So not to be necessarily, I pride myself actually in being different in how we approach things, but I guess in a sense, when you get down to brass tacks, the obvious, the biggest, the most uncomfortable thing in this past year, for me anyway, to analyze when it comes to our country and our involvement in things that many of us believe we have no business being involved in. I guess when you look at American and in Iranian and Syrian warplanes in the same airspace, bombing a common enemy, an enemy that used U.S. guns, U.S. tanks to overrun a Middle Eastern army in a country, or actually two countries in a matter of just days. This is the year of ISIS. the region's most feared killing machine, rubbing out borders that were drawn a century ago by Europeans who were unwanted at that time, about as much as ISIS is unwanted now. A year of turmoil. Look also at the Middle East. Think about how much of what we talked about, Kenny, during this year originated in the Middle East. Gaza, right? The Iraqi National Army exposed as being incompetent, beheading people posted online, the imagination of millions of people around the world that saw this, tens of millions of people, mostly Americans and British, because it was the hostages from our country and Britain that ended up being beheaded. So as we assess this year gone by, I don't think a lot of people would argue that the Middle East is a place that is a mess. Is it better this year than it was last year? It's so deadly, but is it going to turn out better? Who the heck knows? You'll hear a lot of pundits will say, oh yeah, things are going to be a lot better. But I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just a person like you. I'm an observer as to what goes on. A conversationalist's point of view is what I have. I've been to these areas, and so I imagine in my mind what it must look like. That is, cars and rubble, upside down, burned out, buildings burned out. The exodus that the movie that was so bad this year, this Christmas time, I'm thinking about the exodus of people in this modern era. The worst refugee crisis in, what, a century? Well, certainly since World War II. It's chaos there. The year when special forces landed in Iraq to halt the genocide. The Iraqi troops throwing their guns down and ISIS picking them up. A military strategy that hasn't worked in Iraq since we went in there in 2003, and sure as heck didn't work in Afghanistan, being given up. Trillions of dollars of your tax money. Thousands of American lives lost for what? Nothing. And those of you who are listening on American Forces Radio, this hour of the program is carried by them. You ask yourself, I bet a lot, why did I sign up? Why do I want to wear this uniform? Why am I proud of my country? That's a good question. Especially not only when you look at the involvement that we have that in essence could have been taken care of by a crack SEAL team, knockoff Saddam Hussein, the essence of how wonderfully well these guys work. With the death of Osama bin Laden, why wasn't that done in 2002? Why do we have to spend trillions and trillions of dollars? You got to ask yourself that. It's not your patriotic duty to go shoot up the Middle East. After all, even if some of our finest say, well, we're in danger because of Al-Qaeda, there was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq when we went in to get rid of Saddam Hussein. There were no weapons of mass destruction. You can say, oh, well, we'll find him someday. Come on, was that worth all of the thousands of American lives and the trillions of dollars? Maybe I shouldn't spend that much time talking about what was, except here we are doing the same thing again, and the only entity benefiting is the military-industrial complex. Everything else about all of these things is a failure. If it weren't a failure, there'd be peace in the Middle East. What other measurement? The Israelis have failed at trying to come up with a way to live with their counterparts, even if it's not the Israelis' fault. Well, some of it is. You can argue about building houses on the West Bank and whether that's a good idea or not. But the point is that this past year, as has been the case for a long time, the corruption, and that's really the way I see it, the corruption of bringing people in to an area where we're really not wanted, the huge amount of lives that are affected by this. Look at all the men, even if they aren't dead, the men and women who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and we don't have enough money to pay for them to be treated. We got enough money to pay all of the contractors who build the equipment. They didn't get stiffed, did they? I didn't hear any complaints, Kenny. Did you last year from many of the contractors that didn't get paid by the government?
No, of course not.
But we hear lots of complaints from people about how the Veterans Administration doesn't work. Is that being fixed? Let's hope so. So think about this and how you spend. What's more important to you? Well, we send all these people over there in our name, and then we screw with them when they come back. Yet, name a dozen aerospace contractors. Name a dozen companies that make armaments. Name a dozen companies that are making land vehicles, tanks, Humvees, MRAPs. You think they didn't get paid? You know as well as I do, they got paid. So how is it that all this makes sense? Thinking back to this past year, it would seem to me that we ought to be looking at why we're involved in all of this stuff again. Well, we want to help these people out. Do we really, or do we just want to make money for a lot of people whose stocks keep going up and up and up because of all of the hardware? You build planes, they get shot down. Bombs, they get used. Got to build more bombs. Got to build more planes. Right? We got to have more people. Yet we don't take care of the people who go there to serve our interests. They aren't, they're not my interests. I don't know. Are they your interests? I don't think they're your interests either. But they get a paycheck, which isn't great, and then they don't get taken care of. So I think that's, if I'm reflecting on 2014, that's what I'm thinking. What are you thinking? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So now let's move ourselves ahead, okay, a little bit. Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness advisor here on the Good Day program, is up next with some New Year's experiences or maybe some New Year's advice on exercise. That's next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 56 and unless number 3030.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans, like Major Kurt Lee. Wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Richie, Jennifer, and Kenny, and I happy to have Andrea Metcalf, one of the nation's leading fitness experts. She's a celebrity trainer, fitness entrepreneur, one of the most respected and in-demand fitness trainers, workout experts, public speakers, nutrition coaches, and she'll be the new president of the United States someday. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Andrea Metcalf. Hi.
I can't wait to be president of something.
Really? I think, right, you could be the president of Andrea Metcalf and her ensemble. How's that?
How about I'll be president of the Doug Steffen Fan Club?
Oh, that's even better. You're hired. All right, so every year at this time, people go out of their way to make foolish New Year's fitness resolutions. I'm going to lose 40 pounds. I'm going to gain 4 inches of muscle. I'm going to do this, that, or the other thing. So what have you, in your experience of a number of years of having done this, find make sense?
Well, first off, don't set goals that are so unrealistic or unattainable that in as little as 10 days to 21 days, you can't have some sense of achievement. So instead of saying I want to lose 20 pounds this year, say I'm going to strive to lose 1 pound a week. And that way it becomes very bite-sized and you can get your head wrapped around it. Mm-hmm. Another good one is to say that you're not going to start a fad diet just to start a fad diet. Instead, think of increasing the number of good foods you can put into your diet instead of worrying about taking fruit out. Because then if you add in more fruits and vegetables, you start to become more full, your mindset changes, and most likely you're going to be able to stick to a positive than you are a negative of taking things out.
So you have at your website, I think you've been blogging on this as well, the top trending workouts for this past year. What has worked best for you, your clients, and in general?
Well, I think the top trending workouts doesn't necessarily mean that they're the most effective workouts.
Yeah.
We do have CrossFit in there. We have bodyweight training.
Do you not believe that CrossFit is good? Do you not a big supporter of CrossFit?
No. That's not that I don't think CrossFit is good. I think for the majority of the population that needs to lose 20 to 50 pounds,
mm-hmm.
that may not be their first entry into fitness because it's a little intimidating.
Yep.
I like for people to start. My thing is start walking, start moving. And when you start walking, start moving, and you start to eat a little healthier, then you can start finding things that are interesting and fun. And certainly CrossFit, I know you love, and it is interesting. It can be fun. But someone who's severely overweight and hasn't exercised before, I'm not sure it should be their entry to the marketplace for exercise.
Yeah.
I think just getting walking and moving is probably a more achievable goal. And then, you know, meeting with a personal trainer before they step into that class, just making them have some good sense of what their body limitations are, what they can and can't do, and then they can start surprising themselves.
Is that attainable, using a trainer? Is that expensive for the average person, or should some, let's say you try it two or three times with a trainer just to get the hang of things, is that worth the effort and the money?
Well, I think any investment in your health is definitely worth the money because nothing else appreciates that way. show, starting off with a trainer, and there are various rates of trainers as well. No one says you have to work out for an hour. So look for half-hour training sessions as opposed to a full hour, especially if you're just starting out. Or even look for some online coaching that can answer specific questions for you, which will dramatically reduce the cost. Plus, don't forget, with this being January, every clubhouse is offering some type of deal.
Right, yeah. To stay in shape. AndreaMetcalf.com. Andrea, our favorite fitness expert here on Good Day. Thanks.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Make us do stand-up comedy, the same jokes every night for all eternity. We're going to be locked up like wild animals and then trotted out to perform for a bunch of lowbrow, bug-eyed, fat-headed, humor-challenged aliens.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can trust.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Your Airness, but if you don't find a fifth player, your team will forfeit the game.
Maybe there is no intelligent life out there after
all. I'm not sure I have the right information on this movie.
This was Friday.
Space Jam.
Well, hold on. How about this? Is this right?
Not even if you hear the sound of a thud from my home 1 week later. There's a smell coming from there that can only be a decaying human body. I mean, you have to hold a hanky to your face because the stench is so thick that you think you're going to faint. Even then, don't come knocking.
All right. There we go. I think that makes it work.
Yeah.
That's better?
Yeah, that makes it work. As good as it gets is the number one movie from this week in 1997. Jack Nicholson there.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend? Why? Just a regular boyfriend who doesn't go nuts on me.
Everybody wants that, dear. It doesn't exist.
Isn't that Helen Hunt? Do I remember her?
Yeah. And I believe that was Greg Kinnear's first film that he was great in.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he went from the talk soup show to the big screen, right?
Yeah.
How do you rate women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
That's the great lines of this movie. So Kinnear played her old boyfriend, wasn't that it or something? Isn't that what he played?
No, he played the gay next-door neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the film. Who had the little dog that Jack Nicholson was taking in.
Right, exactly. So Art Garfunkel sung the song No nowhere near as well as Eric Idle does. I always look on the bright side of life. So that's from As Good As It Gets. Nice. It's just a nice remembrance. Good movie. All right, so from 1997, we bring it around to 2014. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with an overview of the box office totals for the weekend and what happened when he saw The Interview. That's up next here on Good Day.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
All right, so the question everybody has for you, Chucker, is what did you think of The Interview? It played on your local theater. You're on the board in that that theater in Strasburg, Pennsylvania.
In Strasburg. We were one of the 315 theaters around the country that booked the film, which I thought was a good booking at our community theater. It got a better than average crowd. Didn't sell out, but it did. Some of the shows did right around 100 people, which is at least double what we normally do. I went to see it Saturday night, the 10 o'clock show. There was about 50-something people in the audience. I know people coming out, the reaction was somewhat split, but I have to say that I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty funny, and I thought James Franco was brilliant in the movie.
When you say the reaction was split, what does that mean?
That means some people walked out, didn't like it at all, and some people liked it a lot. And I was one of those. I thought it was about, I'd say it was about 15. Running time is about 1 hour and 50 minutes. I thought it was about 15 minutes too long. They could have cut out 15 minutes in the middle section. But I thought it was pretty funny. And the second half actually is a pretty, I don't know what other people watch, but I thought it was a pretty biting political satire that for people who don't know about Kim Jong-un and North Korea and what's going on there, it really does lay out the facts for the layman audience. So, I mean, it does state very specifically in the film that 16 million out of 24 million don't eat enough food. Yeah. So, and other stuff. But
it did.
Just to let people know, it did 2.8 million at the box office, and I just read this morning 15 million in online sales, which is pretty impressive.
What was the number one movie?
The Hobbit, Battle of the Five, yeah. Battle of the Five Armies, 41 million, 168 million in 2 weeks. Angelina Jolie's Unbroken, 31.7 million. That's a solid number. I got a chance to see it. I thought it was a compelling watch. Although the problem I had with it is that the World War II hero Louis.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.